people, their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world, no more.
Well, today I want to talk about jumpstarting what I am grateful for. And that is, of course, what you are grateful for. Yesterday, as I've mentioned to you, this whole studio is being transformed. I'm sitting right now in a bedroom in my home. And this past weekend, I gave the bed away. I gave away the mirror, the dresser, everything. So gave everything away. And as I was doing this and as I was preparing to kind of think about in here, my daughter leaves clothes down here, which I love, so that she doesn't have to get on a, bring even a suitcase when she comes down here. She just gets on a plane. And so there's another dresser in my home. So I was moving some stuff over there. And when I opened the dresser, I found a journal. Now, I have dozens of these blank. They're not all pink. I buy a variety pack from Amazon. And I journal every morning. My mom used to say that she used to write journal too and write. And she said it was a way of setting her compass straight. And I love that idea. You know, it's like even your compass, which way is north, can get knocked off. And especially during the night. And I find, and I've done several jump starts on this, that what we call our ego is what we wake up with first. It's what we go to bed with, and it's what we wake up with. Now, our ego is our distant self, our non-spiritual self. It is our human animal self. It is designed to keep us physically alive and puts us above the herd, doesn't care about anyone else. That's our ego. We all have that. The reason that we have it is for survival. It is there to keep us surviving. The problem is we expose the ego with so many things, it stays in survival mode, so we stay in fight or flight mode. When I wake up and when you wake up, oftentimes what we think about are the things we have to do that day, the things maybe we regretted the day before, the things we don't want to address today, etc. So I was going through this dresser and moving Leah's clothes in there, and I found a journal from November 1st. It started on November 1st of this past year. So this would have been pre-pandemic. And at that time, I had started doing something. If you've ever had life pull the carpet out from under you, and we all have. I think it was I forget who said it. No one gets out of here without, you know, scars. I know that was partly in Fight Club, but we all get our hearts broken. We all get hurt. We all get the rug pulled out from under us. And when we get the rug pulled out from under us, sometimes we do anything just to maintain stability. And I realized that when my ex-wife and I split up, that I was just doing my best to keep myself sane. As someone said just a moment ago, they were grateful for their own mental sanity. Just to be sane, just to feel safe. I was so hurt and grieving, etc. And so I had started doing this thing, and I forgot about it when I was journaling. And that is, the first thing I would write down are these two words: good morning. Good morning. I would wish myself well before I even connected with anyone else. And then I would write 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 down the left column. And then I would write down 10 things I was grateful for. Now, oh my God, this sounds so easy. This sounds so simple. This will probably have no impact. I'm telling you, your ego is going to come up with a million reasons not to get you to do probably the simplest thing you can do to ground yourself. Put yourself in a positive, not negative state of mind. And remember, the word positive means present. Negative means missing, right? Complaining is always about what is missing. The opposite of complaining is gratitude. Is gratitude. It's gratitude. If you want to improve your life, you do it by being grateful for what you have. Remember, though, human beings have a negativity bias, and we're also driven to fix problems, not improve ourselves. We wait until there's a problem. My mother quit smoking when she had a massive heart attack and almost died. My father quit smoking when he had a car accident and was on oxygen for going on 6 weeks. We can all improve, and we do it by being grateful for who we are. I saw a cute little thing on TikTok yesterday, and it said, "Congratulations, you have made it through 100% of your life so far." Something along those lines, or through the 100% of life's tough challenges so far. And so far, and you will going forward. And the way to do that is to be grateful. So this morning, right now, remember these? We used to have these everywhere. They're called pens. I'm joking because I literally am about to give up on, once these journals are done, I bought like 10 and it'll take me a couple of years. I want to go to using just digital. And by the way, journals, like I said before, I throw them away. They're about me talking about it. It would be like having a recording of my session with my therapist. I don't know that I would go back and listen to it. It's there, I address it, and I move on. So get a pen and get a piece of paper. And it's important. Don't just sit there and, you know, count them off. I want you to write them down. That makes it visceral. It makes it tangible. Literally, you are putting on paper your 10 things you're grateful for. The other thing is, don't judge it. When you're done, you're probably going to think, oh, I just thought of two more things I broke. Just do that tomorrow. But I'm going to challenge you. I'm going to go back to doing this every day myself, and I'd love to see you do it as well. So if you haven't yet, tell me where you are. Tell me what you're grateful for, and then I'm going to sign out, and we're going to go do our complaint-free meditation. If you have not joined our complaint-free meditation group, I so invite you to check it out. This is the image I've selected. We literally have a different image every day. And some days are eyes open, some days are closed. I love the way someone took this picture of this falls. Because what does it look like? A heart. So today, we're going to meditate on filling our hearts. So if you haven't yet, check it out. ComplaintFreeMeditation.com. All right? And thanks again. I want to say it once again. Remember, Cher is not just a headliner in Las Vegas. She is not just Sonny Bono's ex-wife. Cher is also what I'm asking you to do right now. Click share. Help us expand our community. And remember, this Thursday night, put it on your calendar. There's only going to be room if we use Messenger, and I'm going to try it before we do. So we're going to have a virtual happy hour this Thursday night, 6 o'clock, no agenda. Bring whatever beverage you'd like to have, alcoholic, non-alcoholic. Just come and join us, and we're going to sit and connect, see how it goes. All right? Enjoy today, everybody, and I will see you tomorrow. Listen, just because it's Monday, this could be the best day of your week in a good way. So expect good things to happen, and it just might surprise you. Bye-bye.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.